morning, Lee.
Battery tips for smartphones. Now, you've got some helpful tips to extend some battery life.
Because we're all after that extra bit of battery life on our smartphones. So I'm going to give you five quick tips. First of all, turn down the brightness. Brightness sucks the life out of your battery more than anything. So if you need to extend the battery life, turn down that brightness. Now, if you don't need Wi-Fi, turn it off. Because especially when we go through those areas that offer us free Wi-Fi, which is never very good, I've got to say. So, you know, when we get into the major cities, it will be pinging all the time trying to find that free Wi-Fi signal. Actually sucks the life out of your battery as well. Now, if you don't need Bluetooth, turn it off as well. And the same with emailers. What you set your phone up to do is go along and drag email in every 15 minutes. And that's about the default for most people. Sometimes, when you keep doing that all the time, again, battery life will be sucked out. So turn that off and do it manually. So get your email manually. And turn off the background refresh for apps as well, because, you know, what happens on Facebook all the time is not of importance when you're trying to extend your battery life. So if you do those five things, I've put them all up on the website as well. They will help extend your battery life.
To extend the battery life, a lot of turn-offs there, but a little bit of common sense involved there, so that will extend your battery life. And you're also telling me off air to buy a power bank for when the situation does arise, when you run out.
Yes, you can buy a little, it's called a power bank, and what you do is you charge it up and you keep it with you, and then you can actually get three or four more charges on your phone just by plugging it straight back in. It will charge your phone straight back up as well. And they start about $19, which you get about three charges out of, up to about $180, which will charge your phone, I think, 20 times and your tablet 5 times. So it's a good idea if you use your phone a lot to grab one of those.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. How much will that set you back? That's reasonable for what it does. And look, we're into spring now and summer's not too far away, and you've got a very important helpful tip to avoid the phone as far as cars are concerned.
Look, a lot of people end up leaving their smartphone in the window of their car on a day's extreme heat. And as we all know, we shouldn't leave, you know, kids or anybody in cars on hot days. Don't leave your phone in the car on a hot day, because it actually cooks it as well. So it gets a lot of phone makers will get them returned after days of extreme heat, because people have left them in the car and actually cooks the electronics inside. So extreme heat is no good for smartphones.
It doesn't take long for the temperature to rise, that is for sure. So avoid children, animals or phones in the car over the summer months. And even outside the summer months too, Richard, it certainly does heat up pretty quickly, doesn't it, behind the glass?
It does.
What about power supply to your computer?
If your computer's running slow, and I've had this a couple of times lately where I've gone to see further, so the computer's just really sluggish and everything like that, it's because I've got it plugged into a cheap power board which is not giving the correct wattage to run the computer. And I've got to say, a lot of people spend $5 on those power boards, and as soon as we swap the power board over, we plug it into the wall, it's back to normal for the computer. So if you're not getting the right voltage through, your computer can run slow. Now, the same actually applies to those cheap cables and chargers we get for smartphones or tablets, which can be a fire hazard as well. So make sure you get the authorised ones on there. Yes, I know they cost you more money, but it's all about getting the correct amount of wattage or voltage to your smartphone or your computer to make sure it runs properly.
Simple as that. You basically pay peanuts, you get monkeys, don't you?
That's right.
Now, you recently went to Sydney, didn't you? You checked out the Microsoft store?
I did. I was in Sydney at the end of last week for a conference, and I did go into the Microsoft store because I did have an issue with a Microsoft Surface, which they, wonderful store, swapped it over just straight away. But I was talking to a couple of the guys in there who do the repairs and everything, and they were saying that one of the big issues with Windows 10 out there is if you're running one of the brand name antiviruses on there that people always try and sell you when you buy a new computer, they're seeing more and more of those having problems with Windows 10, because when you upgraded from 7 or 8, you didn't uninstall your antivirus. So if you uninstall that brand name antivirus, fix Windows 10, it really is the best fix for it, or not install one of those brand name antivirus Windows 10 at all. Windows 10 seems to run a lot better without them as well. So yes, you need antivirus. Windows Defender offers it for free. But remember, it's your fault if you pick up an infection, but uninstall that antivirus, see if Windows 10 runs better. You can put it back on afterwards.